The blood of Jesus. Man, I'm telling you, politicians and theologians make it so complicated. You know, sin is the problem. This ain't tricky. We see stuff, COVID-19, what is that? Can y'all put up Psalm 103, verse 2 for me, please? I know I didn't send that to you because I didn't know I was going to need it. Psalm 103, King David was a psalmist. He was a musician. He made his own axes. He was just a shepherd, but man, he was a worshiper and a praiser. And he wrote this psalm. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name." Then he said it again. He just couldn't get enough. "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. He said, "And forget not one of the benefits of being a child of God." And then he started listing the benefits. Boy, and I'm telling you, when he makes a list, it's a good one. He forgives all of our iniquities. That's a good beginning, but I'm glad he didn't stop there. How many of you believe he forgives all of our sins? All you got to do is confess them. By the way, John, thank you for coming today. Big John Hall, man, that's a man of God right there. Hallelujah. Me and him were in the Stamps Quartet when I was 19 years old, and I'm 75, so we go way back. It's good to see him in church this morning. Who forgives all your sins, and then what does he do? He heals all your what? You know, COVID-19 ain't nothing but a disease. Now, do you believe God is honest? Yes. Then he don't heal all of them but COVID-19. He heals all of them, and if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive. All you have to do is confess them. He'll get rid of all your sin. He'll heal all your diseases. I wouldn't be here if he hadn't. Praise God. And he'll deal with what's the other biggest problem we've been seeing around? Division and strife, racism. I mean, we've been seeing the horrible results. And I just want to remind you, it ain't about black and white, y'all. It's about division and strife. God said, wherever there's division and strife, there'll be confusion in every evil work. You can't let that happen. And that's the reason is, this is not about politicians. This is about the devil knows that when the church stays in agreement, we got the power of agreement. Wherever two agree touching anything on earth, God said, I will do that. And the devil knows that. He don't want us to have the power of agreement. And if he can get us fussing and fighting and get our focus off of what God's doing, these are last days, y'all. Jesus is coming soon. These kinds of things, a disease that just a flu bug that kills people in 195 countries. Come on, God's trying to get people's attention. And by the way, there's a bunch of people who used to use God's name in vain talking a little nicer to him these days. A lot of people getting saved these days. A lot of people thinking things through and figuring things out. God's merciful. Right before he takes the church out of here, he's going to give everybody one last chance. And that's our job. Our job is holy. We got in holy. And God has put his super on our natural to do something so holy in these last days, and especially this ministry. Especially KCM, I mean, a worldwide ministry. Brother Copeland came on our show last May, and we went out in the desert and filmed some out in a place called the Valley of the Gods in Utah, Monument Valley, Utah. And the amazing thing was he came on our show and loved on us and mentored us as he always does and always has, but he also put us on his show. And his show goes to billions, like a seventh of the earth's population. I mean, it covers the earth. Now, we got a job to do, and he's doing his part. You're doing your part. I'm doing mine. God's doing his part. Amen? But we got to stay focused. We can't be in division. We can't allow the devil to divide us. We got to stay in love. Now, what did Jesus say? He said, they will know whether you belong to me or not by your love for each other. That's right. it don't matter what color you are. I'm going to just tell you right up here, I love you. I love you, and just hang out and I'll prove it. I'm praying for you. I'm never against you. We've been encouraged lately to have some courageous conversations, to discuss the thing race and the thing that's hard to discuss. My daddy was a musician. My mom and daddy were musicians. So I didn't have that at my house, thank God. You know, music ain't black or white. It's just good or bad. You know? And I never had a band. When I grew up, I never had a band that was all white. It just wasn't. You know, and I'm 75, y'all. Y'all don't know what it was like in the 60s with a rock and roll band with 3 feet of hair and a bunch of black folks trying to check into a motel in Mississippi. It was interesting. And if they wouldn't let half the band check in, we just checked out and went and stayed where everybody could stay. So we did what we knew to do about racism. It's demonic. It ain't got nothing to do. I mean, come on, people. We came from Adam and Eve. We're family. Some of us got a better tan than others, but we're family. Come on. We either love each other. What did he say? Love the Lord. Here's the commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And he said, if you'll do that, you don't even need any other commandments, because you'll keep them all. You won't be robbing them. You won't be hitting on their wife if you love them. That'll be your sister. And you'll be wanting to do what's best for her. Glory to God. This is not brain surgery, y'all. This is simple. Jesus is the answer. The Word of God is always the answer to anything and everything. And how much we know, I mean, he said, continue in my Word, because we need to continue. I don't care. I've been reading the Bible every day for 40 years now. I got born again when I was 35. I came out here to learn how to live by faith 30 years ago. And I met Brother Copeland 30 years ago. And actually, I've only been out here about 25 years. You've been my pastor for 25 years. Pretty cool. But living by faith and walking in love, man, you just covered the whole thing. If you do those two things, you're going to have a good year, because God will be able to trust you. We've been tested lately to find out what we believe. And, you know, God already knows what we believe, but he wants us to know. We need to press into this thing. Now, in these last days, there's a lot going on. God told me to talk to you about resting. There's only two things you can do when the pressure's on. You can be freaking out, or you can be taking a nap. You can chill, right? Or you can be chaotic and be sweating it all and worried about it and fearful and have anxiety attacks. Or you can take Zoloft and Xerox and all those drugs that start with Z and X. I don't think Xerox is a pill, is it? They all look alike to me. But those pills won't get rid of the spirit of fear. Now, you can take enough of them, you'll be too stoned to remember what you were worried about. But in a little while, they'll wear off and you'll be worried again. Now, what you got to do is you got to take authority over the spirit of fear. Remember, it's not fear is not a feeling, people. God said, I've not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. If God says it's a spirit, it's a devil. It's a spirit that's not submitted to the Holy Spirit. And the purpose of the spirit of fear is to steal your peace and your joy and the quality of your life. Fear has torment. So we as Christians, we only got two choices. We're going to wake up every day freaking, or are we going to be at total peace? Now, Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. We're not talking about your average old peace. We're talking about the Prince of Peace wants to give you his. Should that keep you in a peaceful place, even when there's chaos and you're under attack from all sides? There is a place in God where we can rest But we enter there, Hebrews tells us, by faith. Now, I want to submit some scriptures to you today that are so important. I mean, the only choices you got. Israel at one point was standing at the River Jordan, and they had, God told them, I'm going to give you a place that's flowing with milk and honey. The promised land. Houses you didn't build. Built, by the way, by giants. We're talking about big houses. Amen? Paid for houses. No taxes. Come on. God prepared this place, had the heathens prepare it and build it and fix it and everything for his people. And then when they got there, they saw a giant. They sent, the story, sent in the spies, and they came back, all the giants. And so they freaked out and ran around in the desert for 40 years until they died because of their fear. But here we are again. We're at the same place they were. God is offering us the kingdom. What is the kingdom of God? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Say it with me. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. What's that about? In his presence, there's fullness of joy, right? Isn't that what the word says? If you have fullness of joy, it's impossible to be depressed. You can't be depressed and have fullness of joy. Come on, it's one or the other. In his presence. So how do I get in his presence? Obviously, that's better. He said that you can dwell in the secret place. He who dwells in the secret place. I remember I wrote a song called The Secret. I'm a songwriter, so that's just what happens, So I was reading in the Gideon's Bible. I was in a hotel one day. I got Gideon out, and I was checking out Psalm 91, and I got to the secret place and thought, boy, that's a great name for a song. So I'm meditating. The secret place. How cool. There is a place in God. It's a secret. And then this thought came to my mind, and I'm sure that this thought had something to do with the fact that before I came to Jesus, my mind was chemically enhanced at times. But this thought hit me. How big a secret is this? God's just invited everybody on the earth to come in there, right? And the Lord said, and the Lord has a sense of humor. The Lord said to me, son, it's a secret to the devil. I've got a place where you can hang out with me and he can't mess with you. But you got to dwell, you got to live there. You can't just come hang out on Sunday during worship. I'm preaching better than y'all are amen right now. All right. So here's the deal. They get up to the River Jordan and they're ready to go in. And this is where we are. Jesus is coming soon. Our best days are ahead of us. It's been a little intense this year. We've been tested, basically. James said it this way. James says, any among you have any trials, tribulations? Then rejoice. I remember the first time I read that. I remember the first time I was brand new Christian. You know what I mean? Kindergarten. I just got, hell was getting hot and my shoes were burning, It was close. And I just got in the kingdom. Thank God I got the weight off of me. And I remember reading this. So next time hell breaks loose, rejoice, because it's only the testing of your faith. There's some scriptures, the first time you read them, it's like somebody slaps you, turn the other cheek. When you're young in the Lord, just go to the next verse. You ain't going to get that this week. You know what I mean? Somebody steals your shirt, give them your coat, just go to the next verse. You'll get there eventually, but you ain't, Rejoice. It's only the testing. The testing of your faith. Why would God want your faith tested? He already knows what you believe. He knows if you're hoping and pretending or if you're really believing. Hope's a good thing, but it ain't faith. It ain't. When you believe, you don't have any doubt. You know. God said this. This ain't religion. God said this. When you decide that you believe God and that he's honest, everything changes. If you're hoping, when you get tested, that this will work for you, it won't. But if you believe it, it'll work for you every time. This is the victory that overcomes the world and everything in it, even our faith, which God said is precious to him. In fact, he said you can't please him without it. You can't please God if you think he's a liar. You can stand here with your hands in, you can go to all-night prayer meetings, you can fast for a week, you can say hallelujah and speak in tongues, you can do the funky chicken. I grew up in a church where it was every man for himself every Sunday. Trust me, I prayed when I was 5 or 6 years old. I used to pray, Lord, don't let them land on me this week. We call it the Christian Olympics. Once my granddaddy started, bless God. Once he got the rhythm going, running man took off, and I'd wake up screaming guy. And once he started howling, chicken woman jump up and go, whoo, 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 whoo. It was on. It was every man for himself. And I'd be sitting next to my mama. And if you get one elbow, you're going to be all right. You get two elbows, you're getting close. But if she leans over and says, I'm going to tell daddy, you in the valley of the shadow. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Now, I ain't making fun of the Holy Ghost, but I am making fun of some of my kinfolks. I was kin to most of the people in that church. And what I found out is that what we do in church is not what counts. It's what we believe, because what you believe will affect what you say. When the devil attacks you, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Whatever you got in you, all these Sundays of putting this in you, all these times of event. I mean, I hardly ever get to come to church. I get to watch, though. The good thing about the internet is I can watch this church service from anywhere in the world. And man, I can just stay built up. I can watch Brother Copeland. He's on TV about 40 times a day. I mean, it's just a matter of how many sermons do you want. You know what I mean? It's awesome. And you can get it if you want it, but you got to continue. Then you'll be my disciple. Then you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. How long do we have to continue? How long you got? Until you see him face to face, I'm going to have to continue. Praise God, I'm not the man I used to be. I hadn't been high since 1980, and I didn't know that was possible. I was a heroin addict, and I'd done everything. I'd gone to rehab. Man, I went to some expensive rehab where they gave you, you know, doctors give you man-made drugs to get you off of the heroin and the cocaine. But they still keep you stoned. I mean, you know, you're not capable of doing, knowing and hearing the voice of God and walking with him. It's just as bad as it was on the street. But boy, I mean, when I gave my life to Jesus, what was impossible for me, it was so cool. Christ in me, the hope of glory. I didn't have the discipline to quit. But boy, it was easy when I surrendered my will to the Lord. All of a sudden, he put his super, I didn't even know what it was about, but he did anoint me. And all of a sudden, things that were hard became easy. And the future's bright for me and you. But we got a big job to do, people. We got to stay focused. We got to stay in agreement. We cannot allow strife and division in our life. In fact, I want you to say this. How many of y'all are born again? Let me see your hand if you're not ashamed of the gospel. Okay? You're born again. That means your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. That means that according to the word of God, he has shed his love abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit, right? That means you can love anybody and everybody because that's what he commanded us to do. Can you do what God tells you to do when he anoints you? Yes, you can. Say this with me. I am an agent of change. I hate racism. I believe it's evil. I refuse to be divided with my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, I love everybody, and I forgive them all of everything they've ever done that hurt me or frustrated me In Jesus' name. Now, if you mean that, you're going to make a difference. You're going to make a difference. You're going to teach your kids and your grandkids while they're young how evil that division and strife is. And the church is going to come into agreement on the Word of God, and it's going to make a difference. We're going to love each other. And we're going to have the power of agreement to fight the devil. And we're going to take back what he's stolen from the church and from the body of Christ. I don't know about you, but God, my Bible says God is the Almighty God. He ain't the fairly powerful God, and he ain't taking no stuff off the devil God. Amen? Amen. So if he's not, I'm not either. Anybody else want to vote on that one? We're getting down to the business now. Amen. We can do this, church. In these last days, God's getting everybody's attention. He's allowing situations and developing, and it's evolving. And when they get, when people are freaking out, it's our turn. It's our turn to lead millions and millions and millions of people to Christ right here at the last minute before it's too late. This is our best hour, church. We only got two choices. We're going to be worried about, oh my God, what's going on? The economy is this and that and the other, and this is going on and that. Listen, we got to stay focused and we got to stay in love. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. They're plans to prosper you, not to harm you. They're full of bright hope and a future that's incredible. Now, let me tell you something. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That plan hadn't changed. Don't you let the devil take that plan away from you, because that's the master plan. The master plan is, I got a good plan for you because I'm in love with you. And I want to hang out with you so you can keep your joy and keep your peace and keep the righteousness that my son gave you. Shared his own peace with you. And all you got to do is just hook up here and stay in love. Love your neighbor as you do yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. What about all this other stuff? What about it? How important is it in the big picture? Jesus is coming. What's really important to you? I don't want anybody to go to hell on my watch. I have an assignment from the Holy Spirit to try to reach out. Our TV show's a little bit different, and it doesn't mean that anybody else is wrong. Christian TV is awesome. This Faith Channel, man, the Victory Channel, it's amazing. We just keep it on in our house. I mean, it just keeps us built up, keeps us strong, keeps us from worrying, no anxiety. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. If anything's heavy and hard in your life, it ain't God. All we got to do is get rid of the heavy and hard. How you do that? It's like the spirit of fear. You just bind it in the name of Jesus. Well, hey, when Jesus told those 2,000 demons to go get in those pigs, there wasn't no negotiating going on. When you use the name of Jesus and you believe the word of God and you speak the word of God, his angels are constantly hearkening unto the voice of the Lord their God. They're listening for the word of God. And when it comes out of your mouth, God, they don't care if it comes out of God's mouth or yours. When they hear the word of God, they jump in that circumstance and start taking care of business. Now you can either wake up every day stressed out, And with all kind of tension and pressure and worry and fear, or you can just enter the rest of God by faith. Yeah. Hebrews says that there is, I'm going to read you one scripture here in Hebrews. I want to pray with you. Therefore, Hebrews 4 and verse 1 in the Amplified says, therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still holds, and is offered today, let us be afraid to distrust it, lest any of you should think he has come too late and come short of reaching it. For indeed we have had the glad tidings proclaimed to us just as truly as they, the Israelites of old, did, when the good news of deliverance from bondage came to them, but the message they heard didn't benefit them any, because it was not mixed with faith. Now you know how to do that. When you hear this word, And we mix it with, we just trust God. The Amplified says, leaning of the entire personality on God in absolute trust and confidence in His power, His wisdom, and His goodness. Do y'all believe God is good?
Yes.
Do you believe He's wise?
Yes.
Do you believe He has all the power?
Yes.
Then we can rest in Him. By those who heard it, neither were they united in faith with the ones who did hear it and did believe. Listen, if you don't know how to do that, you're at the right place, because He knows how. Pastor George and Terry can teach you how. Brother Copeland and Sister Copeland can teach you how. And we can too if we can help. And we will do it. How to live by faith. Hebrews says this, Hebrews 4:3. For we who have believed do enter that rest. There's the peace of God that passes understanding. Well, what about tomorrow? What about tomorrow? I cast my care on Him because He cares for me. And He's going to take care tomorrow. He promised to supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. I just need to dwell in the secret place. Well, what about? Well, what if? Well, who cares? I'm blessed. I'm just going to tell you right now. Well, what about tomorrow? I'm going to be blessed tomorrow. That, hey, we're not talking about the God or a God. I'm telling you about my God. When you read His word and you receive His Son as your Lord, He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. When you make Him your Lord and you quit asking Him to do what you think is right. Boy, it's quiet in the house of God.
Amen.
The Lord said this to me about 12, 15 years ago. He said, son, you get up every day and you come into your prayer time with me and you try to talk me into doing what you think is best. He said, don't waste your time. Don't try to talk me into doing your will. My will is already blessed. You want to be blessed? My word is my will. Do the word. You don't have to talk to me about, am I going to bless you? You can't stop me. I'm God. I'm good. That's all I do. I'm going to do something good for somebody. Would you like for it to be you? There's the puzzle is solved. Trust God. It's going to be good. Amen. Now, we're going to enter the rest?
Yes.
We're going to do it by faith?
Yes.
Say this with me. Today, I've made a decision.
I trust God.
I'm a believer,
not a doubter.
I refuse to worry.
I refuse to care.
I cast down every imagination that's trying to exalt itself above the knowledge of God in Jesus' name. I enter the rest of God.
I receive the peace
of God
by faith
in Jesus' name.
Glory
to God, man. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, man, I sure do love you guys. I am so thankful to be a part of you, and I appreciate y'all giving us the time to share Jesus with you. You know, we have to get out of here in an hour and 15 minutes, so we sort of had to rock on, and I get a little intense somebody. If I stepped on your toes, please forgive me. I love you, and I'll see you either here or there. Amen? Love you. Thanks.